Yep, we certainly do. To enable Harewool to work to the best advantage for all the animals, we need to maintain volunteers at both sites, the Broad Bottom one, where obviously we've got the majority of the animals down there are horses, but we have got small animals and obviously the cat sanctuaries down there. And the Glossop site, which is more of the farm animals, so you've got your pigs, your goats, your sheep, very much hands-on there. You will be handling sheep, you will be handling goats. There are a couple of retired horses there. There are our farm cats, we've got rabbits, geese, ducks, chickens, all sorts of things up there. So it depends on what type of animals you really like. There's not just the cleaning of the animals and the feeding of the animals, there's repair work. The goats are continually trying to make an extension to the pen without permission. You know, that planning permission's gone away somewhere along the line. But and if it's not them, it's the pigs. Trying to put a lean-to, for example, which has been a fence. You know, various other things that go on. Escapees that decide. Oh, bless you. So we need people, obviously, to fundraise for us. We're really desperately needing somebody who's done bid writing so that we can apply for funding through the bids, through National Lottery, that type of thing. We need people to arrange little fundraisers. We've had a school offering to do us a bake. We've even got members of GMP who are going to do something for us as well, so which is absolutely lovely. Success comes from all little animals, and every 50p buys a tin of cat food. So,
you posted a very upsetting post on social media. Was it last week?
I did. Yeah, I literally got to the end of what I thought. We've had several instances have gone on, and I just honestly thought, what's the point? Why am I carrying this on? No money. I was beginning to think, are the animals going to start suffering if I carry this on? And that's the last thing I wanted. A lot of people came forward, a lot of people, particularly Lynn Bingham and Susan Hindle, who have literally taken a lot of the pressure off me and are organising quite a lot of different things. We're having a relaunch of Harewool, which I'm very proud of. And it was people who I've not seen for years actually came up to me and said, you can't give up, Lynn. It's not just the animals, it's the people that you've helped as well. Not me personally, but Harewool. And Harewool, obviously, it's very, very, very heartwarming to realise that obviously Harewool does mean an awful lot to a lot of people. And that I'm very much thankful for.
And I'm guessing the animals are thankful to you too, because a lot more of them would suffer if you weren't here.
Well, I always consider myself a very selfish person because I love my animals very much so. And I put everything that way. So I am selfish. There's no way I could have all these wonderful animals if I didn't do what I did. So I am selfish in that respect. But
I'd say that was selfless, because everything you do is for the animals.
Well, I do it for myself as well, very much so. And when you see a child that's perhaps been in trouble at school sit there in a stable with a pony and tell that pony what's gone on wrong in his life, and that child turns his life around because of that, it's me that gets the pleasure, believe me. And the kid who was bullied at school suddenly has that much bloody confidence, she's literally having to sit on her because she's turned her life around too. That's what animals do. That's what animals do.
It's the unconditional love from them, isn't it?
It is. You take that abused cat and you find it the right home. Who's being the selfish one? Me. Because you get so much out of it, I'll tell you. So much out. I'm no superwoman. I'm no superhero, far, far from it. It's the animals that are.
So anyone listening to this, if they want to volunteer, how do they do it?
Well, two ways you can do it. You can either give me a ring, you can find us on our website, or just call up at one of the rescues. We've got obviously the one at Broad Bottom. We're open 11 till 4 every day, 365 days of the year. We don't get a day off. Unfortunately, we haven't taught them to do self-service yet or to clean themselves out. Wonderful if we could, but no. So yeah, just pop down, come and meet the team, come and meet what mates Haywell, Haywell, and you've been made more than welcome. We don't judge, we don't care whether you're white, black, green with yellow spots, on gay, straight, binary, or whatever the hell you are. Animals don't judge, and we certainly don't.